are Living Life Well with Jody Morgan, communicating, educating, and leading you through this incredible journey of life. Feel free to email me at jody@choosetolivelifewell.com. Today, this show is my fourth podcast. I'm very excited because there is so much information to be covered. And today, all I'm going to explain to you is what is gluten? I get asked that question so much. What exactly is gluten? I know that it's in wheat, or I've heard of, you know, celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, but what is this buzzword and why are we hearing it so much? And I am taking this information directly from Dr. Peter Green's book, Celiac Disease, A Hidden Epidemic. If you've downloaded my other podcast, you have heard me mention him. I cannot wait to meet this man one day because he is, I believe, one of the world's leaders in researching this disease and educating us on in a layman's terms way. I highly recommend this book, Celiac Disease, A Hidden Epidemic, and because it really, really describes what is going on in our bodies. And whether you have celiac disease or not, I guarantee you, you know someone that does. And this book is a great reference tool for them. It's also a great read. It's absolutely fascinating. I picked up this book because of my daughter Leah's diagnosis. But once I started reading, I found myself in several of the chapters. And so what is gluten? It is the storage of protein of wheat. Wheat is approximately 10 to 15% protein. The remainder is starch. Gluten is what remains after the starch granules are washed from the wheat flour. The gluten fraction that is most studied in celiac disease is called gliadin, but there are other proteins that chemically resemble gliadin in rye and barley. These proteins are not strictly glutens, but are generally included in the term and are toxic to people with celiac disease. And that's the other thing you really need to be aware of, is that gluten doesn't always show itself so plain and in your face as gluten, and it doesn't always say wheat. It can be hundreds of other names. And I want to tell you that if you have a smartphone, I downloaded an incredible app called Is That Gluten Free? It helped me save so much time and really energy and stress when I was at the grocery store or shopping for things online. Because if something doesn't say it's gluten-free, doesn't mean that it's not gluten-free. So you really have to do your research, and you will become cross-eyed reading labels, but I promise it will get easier. But that app, Is That Gluten-Free, will really help you decipher what are safe ingredients, what are harmful ingredients, and what ingredients we're not so sure about. So it actually gives you an unsafe zone and prepare with caution. But getting back to what is gluten, these proteins that are not strictly glutens, but generally in the term are toxic to people with celiac disease. Most of the studies in celiac disease look at the gliadin, but it is possible that there are other proteins in gluten to which people are sensitive. If you look at the grain table, you will see that the grass family has numerous branches. We have wheat, rye, and barley, which also contain the gliadin, sequelin, and hordain proteins, respectively. They're closely related and genetically. So if they're closely related genetically, chances are your body is going to believe that it is straight on gluten and not digest it the way that it needs to be. Oats are in a different branch, closely related to rice, and are believed to be safe for most people, more than 98%, with celiac disease. Rice, corn, millet, and several other grains are also safe. So that's the good thing, is there are some incredible grains out there that are actually healthy for us, that do not contain gluten and are safe for your body to digest. Normally, when we digest protein, it gets broken down into the stomach and small intestine into single amino acids, or dipeptides, that are readily absorbed by the small intestine. But the gluten molecule is resistant to the enzymes that break down proteins. It is simply not digested well by humans. As a result, we are left with a long peptide chain composed of 33 amino acids that is called the toxic fraction of gliadin. This toxic fragment gets into the lining of the intestine underneath the epithelial cells lining the villi. And some people develop an immunological reaction to this gliadin fraction that starts to inflame and destroy the villi. It is absolutely unclear how the gliadin fraction gets into the mucosal wall. I am doing so well at these long words, but it may be related to breaks in the mucosal barrier caused by an infection. It is also unclear how gliadin initiates the immune response and intestinal changes that lead to celiac disease. These areas are the subject of current research into the disease. What is understood is that the gliadin fraction is the main environmental trigger and culprit to the disease. So essentially, celiac disease is an abnormal reaction to a normal food substance. So while wheat may be the staff of life for some, for others, it more closely resembles the Terminator. So there you have it, gluten, what it is. Having a gluten sensitivity or celiac disease is the body's it's the inability to process and digest the gluten, therefore having various symptoms and causing the person that has the sensitivity or the disease to be very, very sick when they come in contact with this protein. You have been listening to Living Life Well with Jody Morgan, communicating, educating, and leading you through this incredible journey of life. Feel free to contact me via email at jody@choosetolivelifewell.com.